Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
So over here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up, it's Joe Vitone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. It's amazing. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this most powerful show that I've ever had, to be honest with you. This show is going to be submitted to the International Christian Film Festival, and I'll tell you how God works, and this is so powerful. If you're a grieving parent and you've gone through a loss of a loved one, this show is definitely for you, and please share this for someone that needs faith and inspiration in their life. And I met this beautiful lady a couple weeks ago, and introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marcia McIntyre, just simply Marcia. It is such an honor to be here with Ms. Reese tonight, and I believe that this message that we have is going to touch not only the grieving parent, but those that feel like they're stuck, they're lost, or they've been waiting on God and haven't gotten that direct answer that they wanted. I think we're going to get some kind of understanding from what Dawn and myself has experienced after losing a child and still being here praising God during these times.
We're just going to open up with just a quick synopsis why you're here and what the point is that we're going to get out to the airwaves and to other news stations as well. Can you tell us a little bit about why you're here?
Without a doubt. So first and foremost, I want to introduce the world to myself. I am Marcia McIntyre. I'm a current DNP candidate working on my DNP at Chamberlain University. I've been a nurse for 25 years, so I've always been in the role as a servant, trying to do and help others to become their best self. And I recently, after losing my child 4 years ago, I opened my own company, Heavenly Helpers Concierge Medical Services. And we'll talk about that a little bit throughout too, but more so, the reason that I was touched by Dawn's story when we met just a week ago was that God can take you miles away from your home, bring you to a new place because he has someone there for you to meet. And the person I was to meet last week was Dawn.
I appreciate that. And I started the Miracle Story Show really to dedicate it to my son that passed away 3 years ago. You know, he was 34, and people said, how did you get through the grieving process? And we're going to talk about that later in the show as well. And how I got through it was through the Miracle Story Show. And people that died and went to heaven sent me books. I still have stacks of books on my coffee table that I'm still reading. And it's so powerful. And I've had like Eben Alexander on my show and people that have actually died in Flatline, like from the movie Breakthrough, her son when he fell through the ice, and her powerful faith of testimony and how she told everyone to get out because she said, I'm not going to listen to anything negative. And she said, Holy Spirit, bring him back. And he did. So this show is for you. And let's get into your story first. And then I kind of want to jump in with a little bit of what I went through.
All right.
But you are here because your daughter, there was an accident. And tell us the story and what we want to do to get the word out.
So again, sorry about that. We had technical difficulty. I just want to bring up the name Angelicia Patricia Rock. That was the name of my beautiful 20-year-old daughter. She was 3 days from turning 21 years old on January 9th, 2020, when a drunk drug driver, per the Orlando Police Department, claimed her life, and not only her own, but her friend that was 19-year-old at the time, Shantae Chambers. they were traveling in a car with two other females that did survive. We are constantly praying for those young, viable souls that were lost. But my greatest cry is that it's been 4 years as of Tuesday that Angelicia is no longer here on planet Earth. There has been no one convicted. There has been no true charges. I have petitioned through change.org. We got to a substantial number of collaborating people that was joining our petition, our fight, and then that was taken down. I just feel like I'm lost. I feel that the world keeps going by and we are not at a place of closure. We're not at a place where we truly understand what really took place on January 9, 2020. So I am blessed to be here so that we can talk a little bit about it and just see who we can call to action. Someone within the Florida judicial system, Ron Santis, or Ben Crump that lives right here in Florida, someone with the pull that is able to realize that something is very wrong. Four beautiful, viable young females traveling in a car. Two of them have lost their life on the spot. There is no charges, there is no conviction, and we need justice.
Well, that's what the show is about. We can even send this show to them and try to find out what they can do to help. What would you like the message to be to Ron DeSantis or somebody that we can get the word out that you would like to find out more about the situation that happened to your daughter?
The first thing I'd like to say to any political party or any judicial person that is watching or listening at this time is that Angelicia Patricia Rock's life mattered. I had that beautiful young girl, and I can tell you that her contribution to Earth and to this world was exceptional. She was a scholar student. She was a hard worker. She volunteered. She was always helping others. When she arrived to University of Central Florida, which was her choice to attend, she went in with 26 college credits. She is someone that, given the chance or given the time, could have made this earth so much better. And so we need a change. We need judicial changes that, number one, someone cannot murder two persons on a scene of an accident, flee the scene, and to this day, 4 years later, with all the technological advances, that the government does not find it that there needs to be an enactment of a law that says, let's use these traffic cameras, let's use these tools and resources that we have so that we can bring closure and peace to families that are destroyed from losing children that have multiple years to go.
So you're saying that there was no camera, or were there cameras there? Well, have you gone through with the police department? Have they found anything on that or anything?
Good question, Dawn. So for me, I have always been a person that, despite that I have my days that I cannot come out the bed, I am just crying, I'm broken, I'm torn. There are days that I come out of my bed with a ferocious feeling of fight that I must conquer this. I must see the face of whoever has taken my child from the earth before her time. And so the Orlando Police Department, I'd like to just backstep a moment. Mm-hmm. January 9, 2020, Orlando Police Department failed our family. Dawn, no one came to our home or made a phone call to let us know that Angelisa had been murdered.
Wow.
It was after I had worked a 12-hour shift at work, mm-hmm. feeling something in the pits of my stomach that was something that was detrimentally wrong mm-hmm. with her, calling her over a million times on her phone throughout that day and leaving messages. Finally, later in the night, almost to the next day, is when I finally got in touch with someone that said my child had been dead almost 24 hours, to my knowledge. So we need to find out how is the political system going to change in Florida so that parents are not left devastated, torn, broken, forever changed without laws and structures in place to protect our children.
Well, so did they end up having, so she was driving, or who was driving? Tell us about what exactly happened.
That's the problem, Dawn. That is the problem that as a mother, I am petitioning. I am here. I am being as transparent as I could possibly be. See through as any glass you've ever looked through. What I am saying is, on January 9th, many, many principles, structural things that were in place, all of that went to the wayside. My daughter had a car for herself. She had a Nissan Rogue. That car was parked in a parking lot at University of Central Florida at one of the friends' dormitory.
Okay.
She then went in a car with one of her seems to be friend, because I see lots of pictures of her and that individual. I've never met that person. So the young lady that owned the vehicle and actually drove the vehicle to the detriment of my child and the passenger in the back, that person, there was nothing. There's no charges on her either. So
is she still alive?
Yes, she is. To my knowledge, there was some severe injuries that was sustained to herself and the other passenger that did make it, because there were four young ladies traveling in that vehicle.
Okay.
And if you take a look on Orlando Sentinel's website or even the YouTube channel from the Fox 35 report that
I aired, saw that.
You would see that there was really no one that should have made it through that accident, but the miracle of Christ kept those two young ladies here. And again, that's another thing that is so perplexing to me, because Angelicia is like her mother. We are the kind of friend that if I am entrusted with driving you, you better bet that your parents gonna know that something happened while I was placed in charge of caring for you and that you're no longer here. Or something like they're going to rally with the young brother that's left behind, or the mother or the family, or try to keep in some contact to let them understand. Or a basic thing, how about just telling us what happened on January 9th that you do remember? Things such as,
did she tell you anything?
Nothing. To this day, I don't know what happened on January 9th.
Was there any type of thing with the car? Was there another car that hit them, and there was, you know, paint on the car or anything? Did they say anything to you like that? There should be, you know, exclusive to give you that information.
So, Dawn, the officer that I was speaking at the time that Angelicia passed, that officer is no longer employed by the Orlando Police Department. That is what I heard last. What I did know about it is Angelicia's murder took place on East Colonial Drive. That is a highly traveled roadway system. Also, on the 9th of January 9th, my daughter was leaving a club. The police could verbalized to me that there is videos that show her leaving the club in one piece and intact in her total conscious mind, because they did do an autopsy on my child without asking me, and they did do drug tests that showed that my child nor the person that was murdered had no liquor in them. They weren't drinking. They're not druggies. You know, they're good girls. They just went out to have a good time prior to my daughter's birthday. There was a stop at a Wawa. None of those things were disclosed to any news station, to me, to my family, so we could see or understand or get a better appreciation of what really happened on January 9th. Because Angelisa had an Apple device, which I purchased.
Mm-hmm.
And getting into an Apple device, if you're not the person that set the password, is like getting into Fort Knox. It's mm-hmm. not going to happen.
Right.
So for a long time after the passing, I tried to hack into the device because mm-hmm. I purchased it. And I've tried every way, every password I knew that she had utilized. Well, I never got into it until a couple months after I was there with some of her friends, and I got into a Snapchat account, not the Apple, okay. but I got into a Snapchat account, and I saw that my daughter took a video at 2:39, 2:41. Between those time, I do not want to falsify or detract from the truth so mm-hmm. that when it does go to court, because someone knows what happened. There were 7 cameras pointing to the exact spot that my child took her last breath. I correlated this. I walked with the students of UCF. We created a little march. We were doing it in honor of Angelisa. And when I was there, I was quite petrified that there had been 7 cameras, one of them from a Pendas and Pendas law,
wow.
law firm, that had a CCTV pointing to the accident site. And to this day, it's 4 years later, and we have no knowledge of what really happened. How is that possible?
So you're saying that nobody will give you any footage of the cameras?
No. And I created such a stir, Dawn, mm-hmm. that I finally got appeased. You know, you can feel it as a human being when someone's doing something to shut you up
mm-hmm.
or to basically push you under the rug so you'll stop going after them. So I would Twitter, I would post, I would call. I did what I had to do as a mother to show that I am not at rest. I'm not okay with someone that's never been ill, somebody that wasn't on drugs, somebody that didn't have a wayward bone in them
mm-hmm.
being taken from me. And at this time, you know, I had a assistant state attorney meet with my mother, my sister, my nephew, and my young son, February of 2023. At that time, the information that was shared, the imagery that was given was that of an elementary child, something that someone was doing just to keep us hush. There was nothing to, we are quite educated, our family is quite knowledgeable. We want something to tell us from the moment Angelisa left her home, completely sound, sane-minded, perfectly whole and intact, until the moment that the accident happened. Why are we bypassing all of those pieces when it is what's going to make the puzzle come to life?
So what did they exactly say to you? Like, they can't get the camera, or they know, or the attorney that you're talking to, was he fighting to get the footage, anything like that?
So, guys, I don't want to play the race card. I don't want to play the Caribbean woman, because I'm sure everyone has heard by now that I do have a slight accent. I am from Jamaica. I was born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've been in the United States for over 35 years, and I'd like to call this my home.
Right.
I'd like to think that my friends are here in the United States because this is where I was raised. So it is quite concerning for me that, despite that I'm here, this is where I call my home, this is where I'm paying my taxes, this is where I'm working, this is where I'm volunteering, this is where I'm giving the most productive time of my life,
mm-hmm.
they're not backing me. No one here in the United States seems to see the same type of issues I'm having with someone that is healthy, someone that is viable, being murdered. There is clear technological advancement like electronic cameras or street cameras, because as I said, it happened on
East
Colonial.
They can definitely catch you on a red light and show you everything, you know.
So why can you not help a parent to have closure 4 years later?
Right.
That is what I'm calling someone out there that is able to see the disservice, the total, like, I feel like we're being misled. I feel like we're being kept in the dark.
And they're saying it was a hit and run?
That is what they're saying. In fact, it was reported as there was a gentleman found in the bushes on the night of the attack. That gentleman was taken to the hospital, released that immediate night. 6 months later, when I took it to change.org and got almost 100,000 signatures of supporters saying that this is wrong, right before it got to that critical number that we would then take it and could petition the Supreme Court or something, it was taken down. The young student, Mary, one of Angelisa's friend that had initially started it, she said she was contacted by someone that told her that the murderer had been found. But as I've told you, Dawn, that is so not factual. The murder has not been found. There has been no conviction. If you look,
and nobody has stepped forward with a clean conscience to say, I was in this accident.
And I'm sorry. To right. this day, no.
Wow. Well, you know, there's some powerful political people out there that, like I said, we can send this show over to and see how they can help you, because you know, a mom and a family does need closure, and you need to know the truth of really what happened. And like I said, trust me, these red light cameras pick up everything. They'll tell you how fast you've gone, the timing of everything. I've seen it, you know, and what I want to do is help you with this story to get it out. Now, I have a lot of friends that are on a different platforms of radio stations and TV stations. And I have a friend named Helen Daphlis. He has started me out in radio back in the days. He has a TV network over in the other coast as well. And I know when I send this show over to them, they're going to want to interview you as well.
Thank you.
They have the idea of what happened. You know, and as a parent, and how this was how many years ago, too?
Four years. It happened in 2020. We're currently in 2024.
Okay, so it was 4 years ago, and my son passed away 3 years ago.
Me.
Right. And so let's get the word out. If anybody has any ideas or what else we can do, like you said, DeSantis, we can send this show over to him and say, we need your help. Can you pull this footage? Can you find out?
Please.
The attorney said, what is the attorney saying? That's what I'm trying to find out. Is the attorney saying that they can't find the footage, or they won't do it, or it's...
So when Angelisa first passed, my sister obtained Morgan & Morgan. Mm-hmm. We were given an attorney that I will not discuss over the ear his name, but I will say that the counsel that he gave us had nothing to do with helping us. It was to close out the case, be done with the case, and move on. There is no true closure. There is no true justice. There is no true information about what actually took place on January 9th.
And there were no witnesses?
Many witnesses.
Oh, there were.
They are documented on the public doc for the case, but we cannot... When I went to meet with the assistant state attorney, his advice was that I cannot contact them because this is an ongoing investigation and anything that I do could interfere. And that's why I'm being very mindful of what I say, of whose name I use,
right,
or what I do, because I am not here to mess up the true finding or realization as to what occurred on that night. But what I am a little concerned about is that we do not have any true facts from January 9th.
So the witnesses, would you say how many were there that you maybe have heard, like people that
I know that at my daughter's funeral, despite that I was in a fog, at least 6 to 7 students came up to me and told me they were physically there and could see that my daughter died on the spot. That I know.
Right. Okay. Wow. So that's super powerful. And as you know, people ask, how do you get through a grieving process and what do you do? Well, this is part of it, people. This is part of it. You want to find the truth to kind of close that door, but that door will never be closed. You know, she's in heaven. She's in paradise. As this one song from TikTok was, this guy was talking about losing a loved one. He said something, it was such a beautiful song. We'll play it on another show because we had to do more of this. And it said, I just beat you there, you know, and I do have to tell everyone this. When my son passed away, it was sleep apnea. I just want to add this real quick. And he sat on a chair, had a drink, fell backwards, hit his head. I couldn't even touch him because the police didn't even know what happened to him. I couldn't even touch his face. They're like, don't touch him. And with all that said, you know, now he shows up in my dream, gives me hugs, and my parents showed up on my doorstep in my dream, and I said, Nicholas, and I'm crying in my dream, and they said, we came to tell you he's okay. So that's part of my grieving process, that my parents showed up on my doorstep. But I do want to tell somebody and everybody out there, real quick, and the faith of God has got to be so strong in your life. And there are days, honest to God, I see somebody that looks like my son at work, and my jaw drops, and I'm like, why? He's as big as my son. You know, why God, why did you take him? Then all of a sudden, my brother passed away 2 years ago. And not even a month ago, I had a friend stay overnight, and I woke up in the afternoon for a nap, and I came out, and I'm just in happy tears, and she goes, what's wrong? I said, you know, my brother passed away. You know, he had 4 shots, and he was a truck driver, looked like Ryan O'Neill, long story short, just handsome, changed his lifestyle. I had a dream. He shows up wearing white with gold emanating, with a gold crown and jewels on it. And I looked at him, and he gave me the biggest hug, but it wasn't like a hug my husband gives me, or just that loving my dog gives me. It was so quadruple of the world hugging me. It was so amazing. And he said, I just came to give you a hug. Well, I had to call my sister-in-law real quick, and I said, Rosa. And she goes, let me tell you my dream. She had the identical same dream. He was wearing a crown, he was wearing white, and he was emanating, gave her a hug. And to with that all, to me, was my, that would have been my brother. Hey, I'm going to show you guys that I am more than fine, and this is a short time. Like, I posted a picture the other day on my Facebook. There's a little girl and an older lady, and it goes so fast. You know, it's like the, you know, Jenny Kessler, a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
And, you know, and how, and I have more stories of how to get through of what I got through as well. How are you getting through this? I know, number one, is your daughter's very proud of you, of petitioning and what you're doing, and you're making a statement, and you're a strong woman, and you're an entrepreneur, and you've already started a charity. That wouldn't have happened if this didn't happen. And we don't know the reasons. And that's the first thing I want to say to God is why?
You know, exactly. Why God? Why us?
Yeah. And, you know, I had one friend that looked at me and said, well, welcome to the club. This is not a club when you have somebody that passes away. This is not something that you can
say. You don't want to be in this club.
No. And, you know, the strength that you have as a woman, and I know for sure my son would not want me depressed. You know, he would know the feelings of sorrow. As my sister just lost her husband 2 days ago with dementia, but she knew it was coming. And I do want to say this. There was a lady in our neighborhood one day. I was taking his girlfriend to the post office because they lost his ashes, my son's, and we found them. And I was walking my dogs, and I said, God, how are you going to use me today? Long story short, my dog was chasing a cat, broke the leash, and I see this lady in a little white robe in a golf cart, and her husband's holding the leash, long story short, here we go. And she goes, how are you? I said, oh my God, my son passed away 2 weeks ago. I got to go to the post office. They found his ashes. Then I'm going to strap him in the back seat with his girlfriend. We're going to go to the casino. I'm going to play Keno. And she looked at me. Her tears were coming down, and she said, my best friend passed away 6 months ago. I've not been out of the house. She goes, you just healed me. I said, no, it's God. So people go through different stages. And of course, I've gone through it. I gained weight, finally losing it, you know, but the thing is, how were you getting through this?
Dawn, for any mother out there, I want you to tell yourself this. You're not going to be okay. You're not going to be okay tomorrow. You're not going to be okay 100 years from now. No parent should lose a child. It is not natural. It's not a natural progression of life. We understand that as a child, we are to sit, then we're to crawl, then we are to stand, and then we're to walk, right? But when something throws us out of our natural way of life or how we've been taught, I can tell you the only way that I am still here and I'm still doing is with God.
Mm-hmm.
So again, through a supernatural and through a faith belief that I cannot see, I cannot explain in words or in the right brevity what it truly means, but having God is having someone that you know chose you. You didn't choose God. God chose you. He's waiting on you to do the right things. He's waiting on you to be your best self. Because truly, this world needs all the good and less bad.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when I look into myself and I look at what I've been through, I choose kindness. Mm-hmm. I choose to be my best self, even on my worst days. And the only way I can do that is with God. I think that's how I'm doing
it. It is step by step. Like some people say, I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time. I've got the 1-year Bible. Well, I'll tell you, I even got, and I get busy. I get very busy. And I have the 1-year Bible on my phone. And there's no excuses to read it every day. And exactly. Once you read the Bible, as my mother always told me, read it, you always get extra blessings. And we don't know why, like I said, the miracle story started because of my son. Right. I would not have done the miracle stories if it wasn't for him. And people were writing me letters saying, you touched my heart, you gave me hope, you gave me inspiration. And my son would tell me, you know, he's a big guy, he'd say, Mom, you're slacking, what are you doing? You know, and you just have to remember. And I have to say this, and I always get the chills on this. The week before he passed away, God said to me, and that's where you hear the Holy Spirit talking to you as well. And God said, give him hugs, love him up. So God already knew this was going to happen. And I was like, what is this feeling? I'm giving him big bear hugs. He's like, Mom. Then he called me the day before he had passed away. He goes, Mom, can I borrow a check? I got to pay rent. I don't have any more checks. And then, so we did that. I came over to the house. Now, I came over to the condo and I sat there. And usually I want to just run out and like I'm busy and he's got his own little place. He's happy. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God just sat me down and he said, do not move. You sit and enjoy him. You talk to him. You enjoy him. You talk about the cat he just got. Enjoy him. And I didn't know what this feeling was happening. And I sat there and I loved him up and I gave him a big hug. That was the last time I saw him. Now, if I wouldn't have listened to that small voice that I had tons of errands to do that day, I sat down for an hour and a half and we just talked. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you think, I should have not bought the chair for him. I should have not bought the table for him. He would have fallen off of it. But it's when God calls somebody home, your house is ready.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I do want to say, I've had so many people on my show, like I'm going to say Eben Alexander. Look him up, Eben Alexander. He was a scientist that believed when you died, you would hallucinate on the left side of your brain or whatever it was, and you would think that you're in heaven. Well, guess what? His left side of his brain or whatever happened that was not supposed to happen happened, and he ended up in heaven. And this beautiful brunette woman was showing him around heaven. You'll have to read his book, Eben Alexander. He's on tons of many talk shows all over the world. So he finds out later, after he comes back from heaven, after he comes back to life, that he was adopted. His real parents showed him a picture of his sister that passed away a few years ago. And guess what? That was the sister that showed him around heaven that he never knew. So hearing these stories really inspired my faith and got me going, okay, we are here for a short time, people. Short time. I do love my Hollywood connections. I do love my Sierra show, but where am I saving people? Where am I getting them with the miracle stories to get them to really believe in themselves and also, number one, believe in God? You know, Hulk Hogan, he just got baptized.
I saw the Hulk. That's my guy.
Yep, he's yes. Right here in Clearwater Beach. He gets up every morning. I talked to Ronnie Howard, his manager over at the store, and he said he gets up, he prays, he gives his worship. He does not walk out of his house until he is fully prayed over.
Amen.
Especially, you don't know, you're driving. You could turn one way and all of a sudden God protects you. You just have to pray over your food, pray over everything, pray over a situation. And I want to say, I put one of my son's pictures on my refrigerator. He came home. I kept praying over him and praying over him. And, you know, it's God's timing on everything.
Exactly.
You know, and you're here to make a point to let people know what you're doing to get through in this. And in a mother, it's like, you know, I named my son Nicholas because of Christmas. And what do? I watch every Christmas movie and Nicholas, Nick, Saint Nick, you know, and my heart just sinks. Big picture of him on my wall. But you know what? I know that there's a time that he'll come and see us and we'll be there in heaven and paradise. And all you can do is bring people to God. And you're also here for justice to find out what really happened.
Exactly.
And we need someone to help you find out what's on those cameras. If those so many cameras were there, I don't understand that because, like I said, I've seen a red light ticket.
And exactly. And are we
there's
waiting?
There's a counting on there. There's every, it tells you the show especially the car in front of you, the car behind you.
So there is a zoom-in capability, so they can definitely take out the stories or the falsehood of the story of the perpetrator, mm-hmm. and just get down to it, because you're talking about two humans that were viable, that had the entire rest of their life. We are of a faith belief, me and Dawn, mm-hmm. and I hope those that are listening, we do believe in God's perfect timing. So as a mother, I am hurt. I am deadly and heartbroken each moment of each day, because I wish I could tell my daughter what I just did, or what that person just said to me, or just to, you know, something to, mm-hmm. to have a conversation with her, but I can't. However, I trust God. If that was Angelisa's time to go, that was Angelisa's time to go. And I pray each day that he strengthens me so I am not so broken mm-hmm. each day.
Can you get over to where the accident happened and take pictures of the cameras? And how many cameras? Do you have any pictures of those?
I did that. I went on Facebook. I actually marched the area. I got one of the UCF students mm-hmm. to publish a story in the UCF Chronicles detailing how, you know, we were out there. Mm-hmm. We were petitioning. We are calling those to action that can help us to bring closure, justice, and those that are responsible for hurting it was actually four of them that were in the car. So all four of them were injured in some way, two died. Someone has to take onus for that. That is,
and
like,
speak up.
Correct. It's like me and Dawn being in the car together. Dawn and I decide we're going to drink, or maybe Dawn drinks or I didn't drink. But when Dawn gets out of the car to start to run, I take suit and I follow her. I should be held responsible. Mm-hmm. I'm an adult. I knew darn well that what Dawn did is not right. Mm-hmm. I should be the one standing in the road saying, Dawn, come back in the car and let us wait for the police. Because that's the right thing to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
That was not done for my child. And those are the little things that I would like to see Orlando police step up and make what wrong you've done wrong. Because we all do wrong.
Is this still an open case right now?
Very much so. Open. Because there has not been a... We are at a pre-trial conference. That is what they keep sending me. That there is a pre-trial conference date that they're trying to get together. But I am saying, if you're just at the conference for a date to make a conference to decide when we are going to go to trial, we are yards away from mm-hmm. the finish line. And we right. need someone to get us that pass, that touchdown, that final throughput to the finish line. This is why I'm here.
Like I said, I have a friend that I just contacted. I met him at the Christian Film Festival. He's on iHeartRadio. He said, I want her story. I want to talk to her. Again, these are people that can help you with hearing this story first to get it out there.
Exactly.
Even, I'm going to tell you, the 700 Club, the more national exposure you get on this, and I had a friend, and I just want to say this, she was going to a national pageant. They lost her clothes on Continental Airlines. This is back in the days. And she sat down, and here she's at a national pageant in Texas. No dresses, no nothing. Of course, you know how much that is to get into.
Very much.
I took out my camera. I did an interview with her. We sent it to the Orlando News, at the time, one of the news stations, and they said, we want her story of what happened when she got back. So at least we're getting this on camera. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. If anyone knows anyone that can help us out, please call the station. Leave your number, 727-441-3000. Dawn Reese Miracle Stories at gmail.com, or your email.
You can send me an email at Elise, E-L-E-A-S-E, MC19@gmail.com. It would be an honor to speak to you, to just connect. Any information is good information. It's like a student at school. There is no information that you can give to me at this point that is going to hurt, because I really do not know what happened on January the 9th.
And how many cameras were set up around there?
Seven. I have there is a camera directly at the light to the IHOP. The IHOP itself had a CC camera pointing to the light and to them passing to go into the accident. There was a Pendas law firm, a large district or a shopping center right there with a few more CCTVs across the street, a large business. It's many stories. I forgot the type of business they said there, a car insurance across. So there is ample information, ample proof of what happened on January 9th. I believe it's been held from us. I believe that the truth is being covered up. That is just, and I don't want, as I said, I would never want to hurt my daughter's case. So I'm not going to continue with that. I'm just going to say that think on it for a moment. And at this point, would you not have some made up ideas or just some ideas that you had to piece in to make your mind have some peace? As a mother, I think that's what I've had to do, because I need to know what happened from the moment she left the house, from the moment I spoke to her on the phone last, actually, because I did speak to her, mm-hmm. and I did make sure, like Don says, that God knows the time, and though we can't understand why we do what we do, something inside of us can tell. Because that night, I needed to tell Angelisa mm-hmm. I love her. I kept calling her phone until I enlisted my sister, my only sister, and she was the culprit, to call Angelisa on three-way so that I could say, Angelisa, I love you so much, right before she went out. So I know that before she went out and went back to God, she got to hear with her physical ear that I needed her, I loved her, but the decision is God's.
I got you. You know, with the people that I know in the International Christian Film Festival and so many local film directors, I do want to say this. Have you thought about writing your story into a book?
Because I have
a lady named Leslie Graham. She's been on, and I have a couple other people. GW, he's in Orlando. He's written so many books, and he was at the Christian Film Festival. There's some people that I can give you numbers to. They can help you publish this as well, and I think that would be amazing. And there's also a lot of people that I know that their story goes into a local film. So, you know, a lot of people may want to do a short on this. Or you don't know what Christian film director that you're going to meet when you come with me.
Exactly.
And it's just a matter of you start getting the word out. And I want to thank everyone for listening, because if you have an idea, or like I said, if you know DeSantis personally, I know somebody that does. I know he's listening, and he's going to go, I'll help you out, Dawn. Because I know he's called that office many times. And I know a couple other people. I'll tell you after the show, and I will explain that to you as well, yes. that I think what somebody very powerful is coming to mind as well. See what they can do and how they can help us out. And, you know, and this is such a blessing for a show, because you can't take life for granted. You know, one day you're here and the next day you're not. And you don't know what family reunion you're at. And then all of a sudden next year that person's not there anymore. Not laughing with you. Don't take someone for granted every day. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the family time. And it's not like, you know, I have a lot of friends that are, they go, Dawn, you're so busy. No, there are days that 2 months, the last 2 months, there were 2 days a month that I stayed home in my pajamas, and I stayed home and I chilled. And I know how to balance my life. But, you know, there's some people that are busy, 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 and they don't have time for God. They don't have time to pray. They don't have time to sit down. They don't have time to go to church. They're just too busy in life. And where is that going to get you? And I just want to thank you for being here. And we have 10 minutes, my engineer just told me. And any other things that you would like to talk about on the air right now, that it's your platform right now to talk about, that's coming to your heart, that God is speaking to you?
So everyone, like Dawn has already told me, 2025, look out for the Angelisa Patricia Rock story. It will be written with God's help. At this time, please forgive me. I am a mom of a 13-year-old boy, and raising a teenager, worse, the boy is a little bit rough at times. I am trying to finish school. I am gung-ho. I am in the practicum. I am in the pot. I am making those
awesome
change projects for our profession. So I'd like to finish that, because that was something that I thought I couldn't earn or I couldn't do because I had to take the role of a mom first, and I had to master that role before, you know. So God is good. He will take you through and to some places that you could not imagine. But if God took you there, He will take you through, and He will show you why He took you there in the first place. I would like everyone that is tuned in to check out hhcms.org. That is my own company. It's the first nurse practitioner-led and owned company here in Florida, where it is a concierge medical services. We did in 2023, we changed from a PLLC to an S-Corp, and the name did change. It is listed now as Heavenly Helpers Medical Services S-Corp. We are hoping very soon you're going to see us out in the community giving back to those that are truly in need.
Oh my God. Now, if somebody would like to donate to you and they say, you know what, this is an amazing cause, I've got this extra money, where do they donate? What's your website again?
hhcms.org. We are on, I have also a Facebook for our company, and I think you're going to be inspired to see how God is going to use us in the years to come to bring peace to those that have lost, those that are in need. Because trust me, I am always going to be in need. I am always going to want my daughter. But one of the greatest things is to have God in my heart and to know that there is someone out there that is having it a little harder than me. And if I could step out of my own pain and my own discomfort for a moment and collaborate with someone like Dawn is doing for me at this mm-hmm. moment, we can truly make some impactful changes here on earth. So,
well, all of a sudden, in my spirit, God is saying, tell her this. You know, I have reporters that are out there, and they have other shows as well. And I've worked with them, and I have a media ID. I'm going to put a media ID together for you. I'm going to send it to you so you can start doing some media corresponding and putting this up to YouTube as well. And then I've got, like I said, a red carpet event coming up that you can come with me.
Yes, I want to do that.
And I also have something really exciting to tell you. And this does bring joy, as I this year's Miss Classic Miss Tourism for Florida. I have beauty queen reporters that are out there. Now, we can raise some money for your crown and sash, and we can give you a Miss Florida title. I have some other ones. And you can go out. Now, here's the thing. Once you're on a red carpet, or you're interviewing somebody, or you're interviewing film directors and telling them your story as well, and making a lot of contacts, I had taken my Miss, I had a Miss Jamaica one time on the red carpet, and we have 4 minutes, and I took the crown and sash off, and her mother's like, why are you doing that? And I'll show you a picture of her. She was gorgeous, just like you. And she's younger. And I said, watch what happens. Well, I put the crown and sash back on, and all of a sudden, she became the story. People were coming up to her with cameras. What is your story? What is your platform? So that crown and sash also is a royalty that we're going to work on for you, and you can have some fun with me this year on that as well.
Yes.
And the media ID will be in the email tomorrow, and then you just go to Office Depot and print that up as well. And you have been amazing, I'll tell you, and how we met. I can't really tell the whole story, because it's work, you know, kind of, but we're going to just say it was God sent. And I've got some people that I'm going to send you their Facebook, and I want you to contact them. They will help you with the books that you're working on. How far along are you right now in your journey of writing?
Oh, I do it every day.
Okay.
I do it through my platform. I also have a Facebook page called God's Children. Started that a year before Angelisa's passing. That is my daily dedication to God. I'll either put out a prayer or I do something like that. And each day I try to jot down something. Because even though I keep saying I'm not ready, God has told me that this is something I must do.
Sometimes God has to do something to push us forward. And like I said, this Miracle Stories show would not have happened if my son didn't pass away. I'd still be into Hollywood land. And all of a sudden, God took a hold of my reins and said, whoa, Nellie, I'm going to put you straight here on the right path. And anyways, and I want to thank Matt, my engineer, for being here today and making the show amazing. Lola from Tan Talk Radio for 14 or 15 years. years I've been here. I don't know who's counting, and for this opportunity. And we're going to end with your daughter's favorite song, one of them. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. And if you wake up and you can't sleep, start praying. Start praying, because God has you praying for somebody. Like the other day, I woke up, I said, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And my sister texted me. She said, my husband just passed away. And, you know, and so with all of that said, just, you know, find a good church. You know, beaminghope.org is an amazing miracle story church with Pastor Joe over here. I'll tell you, there's miracles happening. They feed people. They have a clothing store. They really give back to the community. If you need food, they have it for you. It's hard times with different people with jobs at this time in life right now. And I just want to thank you for being here today, and your beautiful mother. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I want to thank the International Christian Film Festival for the opportunity to network with all the amazing people and film directors that we're going to get your story out there, and Helen Daflis and all the people that I know in radio and TV, and this story is going to get out there. So let's hit that song. And what song was her favorite song?
One Direction. Any song by One Direction, but this time it's You and I, baby.
Oh, and this is for you.
I figured it out from black and white, seconds and hours. Maybe they had to take some time. I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right, silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight? Like us, did they ever fight like us? You and I, we don't wanna be like them. We can make it till the end. Nothing can come between you and I. Not even the gods above can separate the two. Figured it out, saw the mistakes of up and down, meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground. I see what it's like, I see what it's like for day and night, never together, 'cause they see things in a different light. Like us, they never tried like us.